Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
We should all eat that for breakfast, I think.
Well, watermelons, they said they're best.
Well, that's okay. We can sit out here.
Huh?
We can sit out. You don't okay. Just leave those up there.
See ya.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we can help you here.
Morning, I get crazy. I told her that, okay, clean the house before you go to school.
That's fine. Larry can pull him a chair down there. And were you able to find your other policies?
No, I didn't. I'd like to know how much, that's all I need to know, how much will be, I got about
okay.
$3,500. I didn't know so many insurance companies. Every day somebody sends
me some. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, they are. Okay, you said you got 5,000 with Modern Woodman and then two 5,000 policies with Bankers Life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the Modern Woodman you said you've had for like 25 years?
See, I became legally blind about how many? 12, about 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So they started paying my policy.
Okay, so I had a disability rider.
Yeah,
good.
Disability on
good.
That. So
the only you're paying.
Yeah, I don't pay the time. Okay. I don't.
So the only you pay on is just the Banker's Life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how much are you paying them a month?
How many years ago was Bank Life Connect is my bank. So they got a very good deal. I should join in that quite a bit, but I didn't do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, $5,000 for $19 something.
$19, okay.
Mm-hmm. But then I joined that. How many years later I joined? Now I pay for $529.
That's, so you have two policies for $5,000 each, or just the one?
No. I joined that just $5,000 when my bank and the Bank Life something they connect to each other, they sell cheap something, you know?
Right.
Then I should buy that time. Then I didn't do it. Then later on, I don't know how many years later, so I will call them, so they came up $29 for $5,000. But still not cheaper than any other I know.
Uh-huh. So you just have the one policy with Bankers Life now?
No, two. I now make it one, so it's a $5,000.
Okay, and so you pay $29 for each policy?
No, one of the 19.
One's 19, one's 29.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Now we're on the same page.
Okay.
Okay. So basically you're paying $38 or $48, $38 a month.
Something like that.
Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Approximately that for $10,000.
Yeah, $10,000.
Okay. And how's your health in general?
Except on my eye, I'm a perfect.
Okay. No heart
attack? Doctor said, they take my blood pressure. My gosh, I always sound like that. I am a perfect blood pressure. No sugar diabetes, anything.
No heart attack?
I got
heart attacks
that little problem. It's that, what's called the osteoporosis.
Okay.
My bones started. See, I was 9 years old. I was in Japan, Nagasaki. I got the radiation.
Okay.
Problem.
Yeah.
but I should die a long time ago, still alive, so something that.
Yeah.
Maybe I was born to be strong, I don't know.
I guess. Do you take any prescription medications of any kind?
I take that osteoporosis was called Fosamax. I just want to pick it up.
That's fine. No, I don't need it. Fosamax?
Yeah.
Okay.
And because my bones are weakening, so they try to help me. I take the little estrogen, what's called the little hormone pill.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's to really work with my bone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now, do you receive disability benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I quit that job. How many years ago? I was 57, I quit that job.
It should be what, years ago, I think, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're now, is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Or your job.
No, I got the cheat sheet here.
Oh, okay.
I got the cheat sheet here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a look for you.
But I didn't work a long time. I just worked 10 years, you know? So when I started get disability, they don't have no more such things. It's just the minimum social security.
Mm-hmm.
Today, yeah, social security. Oh, we don't have a fine. Not much they're going to help.
I ain't going to come close to that. See, this one is not very old, because First Life America at age 70 is $28.78, so she hasn't had that one very long. See, Unity is $29.80. So the one Banker's Life you just had a couple years, the $29 one, you just had that a few years, haven't you?
$29, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I can beat that one, but I can't beat the $19 one.
I think so. There was so many years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
He came around. So many of my friends are gone. That many of my friends passed away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think only I survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would recommend that you keep those, but you still are eligible for the additional benefits. We can still provide you with the supplemental benefits. What you have available is you can have anything from $2,500 going as high as $25,000. Okay. Now, I'm assuming you purchased most of this to help take care of costs involved with funeral and final expenses and outstanding medical bills.
I told my son don't need to do funeral. Mm-hmm. That's wasting money.
Right.
He just sent me that cremation.
Mm-hmm.
And put it up to my favorite tree on there. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, sure.
I think it really was the money, don't you think?
Oh, sure. That's what my dad had done. I mean, my dad was cremated.
You know, what you can do about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I got my younger brother called me, mother's died. Well, if my mother coming back, I will go home. She's dead. So sorry, I said.
Yeah. Nothing to do about it.
If you die one of these days,
right.
Not a big deal. So I told my grandkid, don't you ever cry when grandma died. Well, I'll be happy to go, you know.
Sure.
No sense to mumble around here, oh, buddy, you need help, or that's, it's no good, you know. As you said, human recycle, think it that way.
That's right. Very correct. How many children do you have?
I got one son.
Just one son.
Mm-hmm.
And does he live here in?
He live here.
Lives with you.
After he gets divorced, he bring their kids. That two little ones standing at that door says, hi, grandma, what can I do? You know,
open the door and let him in.
Yeah, let him in. If my son there, no, you find something else, but not for grandkids.
Yeah.
My youngest one was almost a two daughter, now she's 10 years old.
Uh-huh. So they've been here for 8 years, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
No, I've been taking care since day one.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, the reason I ask is what our program can help you do, Mrs. It's a cash benefit program. I'm going to pay the money to your son whether he needs it or whether he doesn't. The concern that you have to look at is when you do pass away, your son still has the same expenses that he has today, that both of you have today, but your income is not going to be gone.
I don't help. While I take care of the kids, he's been a lot of problems. He's been deeper drug, but he's quite, so that's what I said. That's the one of the I'm proud of. You once kids, they cannot quit. See?
Mm-hmm.
He quit. I think he started to see the, he loved that kid for some reason. He loved that kid. They started wrong. I guess he see himself, I don't know, whatever. He quit that dog about 3 years ago. Now he keep one job for 3 years.
Good.
Used to be, or he quit job, but find a job so quick too, some reason. I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. he's a good talker. I don't know.
But anyway, what I was going to say is we can provide you some supplemental benefits that's paid directly to your son, because like I said, when you do pass away, he still has to pay all the bills that, you know, because your income helps pay the bills. Isn't that correct?
Well, yes, I paid it that. I paid this mortgage, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing in America, it helped me because I became disabled. So I go to that doctor for help, medication for help. And because my neighbor lady said that Topeka, I guess, I don't pay 3 months of utilities anything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody pay 100, 200, I just pay $40-some.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they got name on, I don't know.
Well, and that's why I say your son won't get those breaks
that's
once you're gone.
That's a problem.
Well, I know.
I know whatever else I'm die.
But
so he been have a easy life a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Not many kids have a bigger house, have anything that he wants to do, you know. Then one day he make with me, I say, you get out. Out right now. So you don't, I won't call the police on you, you know. I got so mad. Then he started looking for a house. But a couple of weeks ago, Mom, you still want me to get out? Shut your mouth, you know.
What was your concern when you mailed us the card?
Huh?
What was your concern when you mailed me this card?
Well, I concerned. That's my grandson's idea.
Mm-hmm.
He's 12 years old.
Okay.
He's got all kind of idea. He help. He help most of. Maybe Grandma Samson can help with this government song. Is that why I couldn't see anything? You know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my boy, my grandson said it.
He's right. There is some help here. I mean, basically, and it doesn't help you, but it helps them. It helps your son, your grandchildren.
Them.
Basically, it provides them some supplemental funding after you're gone, so that they can still maintain.
My son said, he put it. Insurance on me after I die, they can collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
His company, he put quite a bit of money in it. I guess he plenty of everything. So you wait for I'm dying, huh? I said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this would give you basically for about the same money, about $28, you could have another $5,000 in benefits.
$28, not bad.
Mm-mm, not bad at all. And it gets cheaper if 10,000. Oh, let me look. You don't use tobacco products, do you? You don't smoke or anything?
No, I don't smoke. I never smoke, never touch a drink, never touch alcohol. I don't know why people smoke and drink and stuff, but anyway.
Yeah, your $5,000 would be $28.78. $10,000 would be $54.98.
Mm.
And then I could also go in between that, say like $7,500. $41.88. Okay. So basically you're 30, 40, 50 is kind of where you're at.
I got an insurance for this house that I pay all for it. That this insurance benefit go to my son too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe an additional $5,000 would be worth it. But again, one thing you need to realize on this program, Mrs. Reeves, is that basically it's going to pay the money to your family when you die, whether it goes to your son, your grandchildren, however. And I can bypass your son. If you want your son not to have any of this money, I can pay it right to your grandchildren.
Yeah.
And that way he doesn't get any of it. It goes right to your grandchildren. If they're not of age, then it goes basically into a trust, and then they get the money when they become of age.
I'm trying to live another 10 years.
Well.
Anyway.
How many grandchildren do you have? Two?
Yeah.
So if we leave each of them $5,000, you're talking an investment of less than $2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
That gives each of your grandchildren $5,000 upon your death. Well, they can use for college education funding. They can use
so many things, college. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the money would be there. Now, let's say you're still alive when they start college. This program will build cash value. You could actually borrow the money out of this policy to help start their college tuition.
No, that's a very dangerous. I did it at Moran Uruman for my ex. I have his insurance too with them. quite a money up there.
Mm-hmm.
And my son needed money, borrow them. God's accumulated, I have to borrow money to pay them back.
Yeah.
I'm never going to do it again.
Well,
I learned that lesson.
That's how we learn our lessons.
It sounds good, but it's not worth it.
No, it's not worth it. It's not. But it is there, you know, if there's an emergency. But the main thing is it would give your grandkids a pretty nice start. You know, obviously, like you said, they are going to cry when you die. You can count on that. Because
no,
you,
I don't think so.
They will.
I'm so mean drama.
But the main thing is that they're going, you know, financially, this would give them a good start, and it comes from you. When my stepfather passed away, it's been about 12 years ago, he left some money in a trust. Now, each of his grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
which they aren't even his grandchildren, or his step-grandchildren, but my mother's grandchildren, mm-hmm. he put money into a fund. Now, all of their college education is paid for mm-hmm. by that fund, and it was funded through a program like this. So, yeah, it's nice to have that. My son started college today, his first day of college. Well, it didn't cost me anything for my son to go to college because of what my stepfather did. Well, this would give you the ability to say, here's some fun.
You're a good stepfather. Mm-hmm. I never remarried.
Well,
I divorced 26 years.
Yeah.
Once enough, hell with it. You know? Well, I'm not going to start all over again.
I agree. But this is something that my kids talk about, and I hear my nieces and nephews talk about, because my son is about in the middle. There's been three or four that have already graduated, and there's about four or five more to come.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it's so nice to be able to know you can go to college. See, my wife and I had to work our way through college. You know, we had to pay for our own college. We had to get jobs and get scholarships and all that.
Oh.
Well, these kids know that they can go to pretty much any good university, and it's all paid for.
Yeah, today they can do college's computer then.
Yeah, that they can. So anyway, I would recommend that you probably get some benefits that we pay directly to your grandchildren. You know, maybe $5,000 or $10,000. But what the program is like then is it becomes like a savings account. This program, people all the time say, well, how much does it cost? It really doesn't cost you anything.
Mm.
All you're doing is you're taking $2 a day and you're putting it into an account.
Mm.
But you have $10,000 just like that. I hope you don't go to bed tonight and not get up tomorrow. If that happens, I'm going to pay your grandchildren $10,000, $5,000 per grandchild.
Yeah.
You know, their money to use as needed. So, you know, immediate benefits are important because time of death is unknown, like, cause of death is unknown. Like you said, you won't live another 10 years, but is that guaranteed?
I think so.
It is?
Yeah, it's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed you can live 10 more years?
Yeah, I think so.
Who gave you the guarantee?
I gave it to myself.
Oh, okay.
I take care of myself.
Well,
yeah.
But there's still no guarantee, is there?
Well, I tried to live longer.
Well,
I got to watch that special young dollar. Nobody messes with her. That's mm-hmm. a very precious dollar,
sure.
Grand dollar.
How old is she?
She's 10 years old.
She's 10. Grandson's
so beautiful, so smart.
Yeah. Your grandson is 12 and she's 10.
12, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let me get some information from you, and then we'll start it wherever you're comfortable. Do you have a middle initial?
Yasuko Yanagimoto this long. Why?
Why?
Uh-huh. I still keep my father's middle name.
Okay. It's correct?
Mm-hmm.
Middle initial. Oops. My last name is.
I guess I can swing it to $47.
Okay.
Say?
Yeah, that'd be $7,500.
Yeah.
What we might do is just make it $8,000. That way each of the kids would have $4,000. We might do. I'll look at that for you.
How much is the $10,000 you say? $5,000? I mean,
$10,000 is $54.98, $55, something like that.
If I cut off everything, I
oh, don't
money.
Don't do anything
yeah.
crazy.
Well,
we're
$8,000 now.
Are we in county? Is that right?
Yes, one county. Right now, this is crazy. They're building
yeah, isn't it?
House everywhere. People buy $120,000 house. How they gonna pay the mortgage? They don't have that much money. So nobody pay for.
A few years ago, houses. You can buy it for $10,000.
This house I bought for $30, $24, and
$24,000.
Now I can pay for $100,000.
Yeah.
Like anybody wants to.
That's right.
See, this house nobody believe, but 6 years ago, in the very cold winter, somebody passed by that alley, knocked off my gas meter. And we got right there, down there, big furnace down there. That thing's blow off. And then my son said, they used to have a round table. That table go up about this much. take down. So my son said, maybe some semi-truck hit the house, you know, the big parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this door never been locked door. Somewhere in all the pressure coming up that step, knock that door, was a locking door, everything. That rack mechanic, it blow off, knock it off the house. A door?
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
So my son called a fire station. Fire station come, I see this. Why don't get the fire at this house? And the insurance company come, I can't believe it. Little clock in the wall. So they tilled up all this wall.
Mm-hmm.
They rebuilt it. That's why it looks new.
Yes.
This house over 100 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did a nice job, whoever did it.
Yeah, they did.
Let me ask you some health questions here. You don't have pulmonary disease.
No.
I didn't think so.
My goodness.
Now, were you born in... And were you born in Japan?
Japan.
Okay. And you are 70 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your Social Security number?
Social Security number, just a minute. Never remember that all things. My Social Security number. I'm not in here. Okay, that one. Oh, I got an idea first when I'm talking about it.
Did you get those new applications?
That's old.
Oh, maybe I have the new ones.
Yeah, you do.
So I just wanted to get this medicine. They say my bones are really dry.
Dry bones, huh?
Dry bones. I lost my eyesight actually 9 years old when I see that giant mushroom cloud.
So you saw the mushroom cloud?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Don't want to see those again, do you?
Yeah. This American doctor, they don't understand. They understand theory, but they don't understand how powerful that. You can amaze it at how powerful that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is your grandson's name?
Jacob.
J-A-C-O-B, middle initial?
Lee, L.
L?
L.
Lee, and his last name is?
Yes.
Yeah. And your granddaughter?
Shelby.
Shelby?
Yeah.
S-H-E-L-B-Y.
Mm-hmm. Shelby Lynn.
Middle initial of L?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
And?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I got their birthday in the other telephone book.
Hospital, wherever
I need to go.
This is a nice app. It's not easier. Not easier to qualify people for.
But they change.
There's only a 6-month look back, 18-month look back. They don't install 24 months. They just ask for one flag on it. That's okay.
So many telephone book I have to make.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't read the fine print. What's your height and weight?
Used to be 5'3". I shrink it because of bone.
5'2" now?
Yeah.
Okay. And how much do you weigh?
128. Okay. So right there, Jacob, and what the Shelby. You don't need that there, so.
No, I do not. I do not need that. Nope. I just.
I down here everything.
Okay.
I put.
Nope, don't need any of that.
All right.
Just need your signature in a couple places here. Can you see this yellow line down here? Okay. Right
this
there.
This one.
Nope, come up a little bit. Nope, come up. Just a minute. I'm going to put this. Hang on. So I'm going to cover everything else up except that yellow line. Okay. Now can you see that yellow line?
Right, yeah, I see it here.
Okay. Yeah. Start over here by the X. Come over a little bit further.
Oh, right here.
No.
Oh, okay.
Come back, come back, come back, come
this
back.
One.
Right there. Okay. I need to get. You want me to move that card out of the way?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get.
That's a small little one. Little, huh?
Come down a little bit. Perfect. Okay, I need one more. Way down the bottom. I'm gonna cover it up again. I'm gonna cover everything up except that line. I need it right on that line right there.
This line.
Come down. No, come down one more line. No, that's up. Come down. There you go, right there.
Okay,
okay, I need it right there. Mm-hmm.
Before I stop, you're looking
perfect.
Right again.
Perfect. Okay. And then this will be paid just through your account, like your banker's life. That's all I need from you is just a voided check. And then you tell me what day of the month you want that payment to be made. When you get your Social Security?
Beginning.
At the first? The
I live in the Social Security. My ex alimony. He said, I'm sorry, I did a mistake, so he going to pay me until he dies the alimony.
Okay. Okay.
And that stupid guy, you know. He pays so much money for every month.
Well?
And he's already paying 26 years. I don't know how long he's going to live.
You hope he lives forever, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, but yeah, we can either, do you want the first payment to start in September then?
Yes, September.
Okay.
So
okay. I just need a voided check, then we'll start that.
Blank check. What's called that? Avoided?
Yeah, just a voided check. I can do that if you want me to.
Yeah, that's fine.
And does your Social Security check come in on the first or the third?
Third.
So you want to do this about the fifth of the month?
That sounds about 10.
Third of the month, the 10?
Yeah, because all of my bill come around 11 to 16.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here, you can borrow my pen. See what I did on this, ma'am?
Mm.
I just wrote void across there. Can you see that okay? Or I wrote
yes,
void?
No, I need to.
Here.
No, those kind I cannot see.
Okay. You need a big marker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're going to do the $8,000, which is $44.50, okay?
Okay, $44.
$44.50, or just say $45. But just...
$44.
$44.50.
50 cents.
That's for $8,000.
For September.
Yeah, September. Just put 9/3 or 9/5.
Nine. September 9. Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
10/06. Okay.
Yeah, and that's it's gonna go to First Life.
First Life.
First Life America.
Yeah. Okay.
They're out of Topeka, Kansas.
Topeka too.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Okay. All right. And I'll give you some information on the company.
$8,000
is correct.
No, one more little. Okay.
I'm gonna borrow this a minute. I'm gonna write my phone number. Well, I'm gonna write my phone number so you can see it. Okay.
Phone number. Uh-huh.
Okay. My name is Jim.
Oh, here, right here for me. Okay.
I'm going to put it with this so that way you have it with this information.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know my own phone number. I never call myself. 1-800-471-6535.
Life insurance, phone number.
Who is
that?
Okay, right here?
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to put Jim Mall.
Since I lost my eye. This side of the leaf, and then so many times I have to change it. Remake that telephone book.
Can you read that okay?
I got magnified glass, but this little very thing, it won't even magnify glass, won't help.
Okay, and I put my name in here also, and my toll-free, can you, my toll-free number is 800-471-6533.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I also wrote there for you.
Okay. You write Topeka, that's good. I have Topeka most
okay.
of the other month.
Oh, we want, this, we want your benefits.
My eyes.
Okay, we're going to make your beneficiaries equal, so that means mm-hmm. Jacob will get $4,000 and Shelby will get $4,000. Mm-hmm. And if you ever want to increase that, you can take that up as high as $25,000. So if you want more benefits for your grandchildren, you just let me know, okay?
Okay. If my ex die, I won't get the money, so I call you, put the all the money back here.
All right, any questions for me?
No.
All right, well.
I've been dealing with this because I hate to say I couldn't trust my father.
Well, I hate to say it too, but, you know.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number one, A-N-D-D-O-N-E, training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks, we'll see you there.